We often look to the usual suspects when imagining where wealth will be created. Wall Street, Silicon Valley, the tech hubs of East Asia, the oil fields of the Middle East. But the tides of history are shifting. Beneath the noise of collapsing empires and tech euphoria, a new epicenter is emerging, one that has long been overlooked, undervalued, and underestimated. The greatest opportunity for generational wealth over the next few decades will not be found in the United States. It will not come from China's slow imperial sprawl, nor will it arise from the oil-rich corridors of the Gulf. It will be forged in Africa, in its red earth, in its rising cities, and in the hands of its people. This isn't a utopian vision. It's a cold economic calculation. The demographic engine, Africa, is not merely growing, it is accelerating. By 2050, the continent will be home to over 2.5 billion people, many of them young, digitally native, and economically ambitious. In a world where aging populations are becoming liabilities, Africa's youth is its strategic leverage. These are the builders, coders, farmers, and traders of a new world order. But youth alone doesn't generate wealth. Opportunity does. And that's where Africa's untapped potential becomes a once-in-a-generation inflection point. The sleeping giant of resources. Africa holds over 30% of the world's known mineral reserves, including rare earths, lithium, cobalt, and gold, the critical ingredients of tomorrow's batteries, semiconductors, and industrial supply chains. As the West and East decouple and resource nationalism rises, African nations will no longer be seen as mere sources of raw material, but as sovereign power brokers in the global economy. The mines of the Congo, the gold veins of Ghana, the lithium deposits in Zimbabwe, these are not just pits in the ground, they are geopolitical flashpoints and investment beacons for those with foresight. Infrastructure as the catalyst. What kept Africa fragmented for decades wasn't just colonial scars or political instability, it was logistics. But this too is changing. With the rise of the African Continental Free Trade AFTA, the largest free trade zone in the world by number of countries, a new web of rail, port, and road infrastructure is taking shape. Corridors are opening between landlocked nations and the coasts. Technology is digitizing supply chains. Smart investors are not betting on the finished product. They're betting on the scaffolding. Logistics is not the side story. It is the story. The agricultural gold mine. While much of the world faces water shortages, soil degradation, and declining food security, Africa remains the world's final agricultural frontier. 60% of the globe's uncultivated arable land is here. With investment in sustainable farming, irrigation, and supply chains, Africa could become the breadbasket of the 21st century, feeding not only itself, but regions far beyond its borders. But the value isn't just in exporting food, it's in creating agro-processing industries on the continent itself. From cocoa to coffee, from maize to mango, the transition from raw export to refined product is the difference between short-term profit and long-term wealth. A new geopolitical leverage. As Western powers retreat and Eastern powers advance, Africa is no longer a passive stage. It is a strategic actor. Nations are forming new alliances, building technological sovereignty, and asserting economic independence. The investor who waits for political certainty will arrive too late. The one who invests in capability, trust, and infrastructure now will own a share of what comes next. The window is narrow. This is not a blanket endorsement of blind investment. Corruption, instability, and risk remain real. But risk is not the enemy of wealth. Stagnation is. The window for building multi-generational wealth is not infinite, and Africa's ascent will not wait for consensus. To invest in Africa today is not just a bet on the future. It is a vote against the inertia of the past.